Today's daf is Hoyrius Daf Yud, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the third and final perek of Maseches Hoyrius, perek Koyin Mashiach, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Tesla Mid-Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanasunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos for Shloima, for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida, and Shloima Ben Chaya Leah. So the third parak of Maseches Hoyrius picks up where the second parak left off, which, by the way, had picked up where the first parak had left off. It's a continuation of the different nuances of the different karbonos chatos that either the yachid, the koyim moshiach, the nasi, the tzibur would have been chayev for being over a chayve krisus b'shoichik. Stating that, the Gemara in the middle of today's daf is going to make what I believe is a very welcome left turn. And really, it's going to usher in a few dafin of Haggadata, of very, very light Gemaras, which will take us to Hadron Aloch, Maseches Hoyrius, which will walk us right into Seder Kachem, which, of course, will not begin with light Haggadata. But either way, the Perek begins with another Mishnah that is very much a continuation of what it is we've been talking about. Now, as it relates to an introduction, a very specific introduction to this Mishnah, this is all we need to know. That the Koyim Moshiach, when he brought a Karban Chatos, his animal was a par. The Nasi, when he brought a Karban Chatos, his animal was a Sayer. The par and the sire are both in contrast to the karban chatos that the man on the street brought, which was either a kispa or a seir. So the Mishnah, koyim Mashiach shechata, the koyim gadol, the koyim Mashiach that sinned, va'achar kach ovar mimshi chusoy, and before he had an opportunity to bring his karban, his par, he lost his shteller, he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, or the Nasi that's in Vakach of a Migdulasai. And again, he too lost his position, Kohen Mashiach may be par, being that the Kohen Mashiach did his sin when he was the Kohen Mashiach, his carbon is going to be the carbon of the Kohen Mashiach, which is going to be a par. The Hanasi may be sire. And the Nasi, being that he committed his sin while he was the Nasi, when he would have been Chayev Asayir, even though right now when he's bringing the carbon, he's no longer the Nasi, he's still going to bring the Sar. Next part of the Mishnah. Koyim Mashiach Sha'avar Mim Shichusai. What would be if the Koyim Mashiach is no longer Koyim Gadol? V'achar Kachot. And then after he lost his position of being Koyim Gadol, then he sent. V'chein Hanasi Sha'avar Migdulasai. Where the Nasi lost his Malchus, and it was after he lost it that he sinned. Says the Mishnah, here the Allah is Koyim Mashiach may be par. The Koyim Mashiach is going to bring a par even though he committed the sin after he was no longer the Koyim Mashiach. But it's as if to say, once a Koyim Mashiach, always a Koyim Mashiach. As it relates to Chatos, his carbon is going to be a par. However, as it relates to the Nasi, being that he committed his sin after he was no longer the Nasi, right now he's a Hegit. The fact that he was the president during the last 4 years, yeah, but right now doesn't have a job. And as a result, he's treated in halacha like a hegyet, and his carbon is going to be the carbon of a hegyet. So essentially, the Mishnah is made up of a reisha and a sefer. The reisha talks about where the Koyim Mashiach or the Nasi sinned, chayvei krisus b'shoigig, obviously conforming with all the different technical laws that you have to conform with. But the point is, they both sinned while they were Koyim Mashiach and Nasi respectively. As a result, the Chayiv to bring their unique Chatas. However, by the time they made it to the Beis HaMikdash to bring their carbon, the Koyim Mashiach was Ovar Mimshichusai, or the Nasi was Ovar Migdulasai. Says the Mishnah, being that the Chet took place during the time that they did have their position, the carbon is going to be the carbon that it would have been. The Koyim Mashiach is going to bring a par, and the Nasi is going to bring a sar. What would be if the case was a little different? Not where they committed the chet while they were Koyim Mashiach and Nasi, but rather they had been Koyim Mashiach and Nasi, and then after they lost their position, then they sinned. Then already it depends. If the Koyim Mashiach is the one that sinned after he lost his position, he still brings a par. The Nasi, however, would be treated like a head. It's Zok the Gemara. Akash. Hashtiye Shloimar Ovar Mimshi Chusay. V'achar kach chata. Mevi par. The Seif of the Mishnah said that in the event that the Koyim Mashiach who is no longer Kohen Mashiach, and then he sinned. What's the halacha he brings apart? Because once a Kohen Mashiach has a place, the chattis is always going to be a Kohen Mashiach. Well, if that's the case, chattav achakach ovar mimshichusay tzrich lameimar. So why would the Mishnah have to say that if the Kohen Mashiach did the chet while he was Kohen Mashiach, and then he was ovar mimshichusay, now when it comes time to bring the carbon, he should bring the par? What's the shaila? Madach, he brings the par if he did the chet after he was no longer Kohen Mashiach. Certainly he would bring the par if he did the chet while he was still the Kohen Mashiach. So really the Gemara's kasha is, why do I need the resha if I have the seifa? Why do I need the resha? Kohen Mashiach shechata v'achakach ovar mimshichusoy mevi par. If the seifa says that Kohen Mashiach shechata mimshichusoy v'achakach ovar mevi par, then I would for sure bekal v'chaymer know the resha of the Mishnah. So the kasha is not, I don't understand the ratio of the Mishnah, but rather the kasha is tzricha l'meimar, meaning why would you need the ratio of the Mishnah? It would seem to be so obvious. So the Gemara says, Mishum diktani gabi nasi, because being that the Mishnah said regarding the nasi, dechi over minisiusay v'achaka chotek ehedyet maisi, that if the nasi would commit the chet after he's no longer nasi, then the halach is he would bring like a hedyet, meaning the Nasi, if he commits the sin after he's no longer Nasi, brings a head. When then is it Negeya the Halacha that even though right now he's not the Nasi, still he would bring the carbon of the Nasi? It's only Negeya in a case where he did the Avera while he was the Nasi, and then he was Avam Migdulasai, being that the Avera Al Kapanim was done while he was a Nasi, so it's for that reason he's going to bring the carbon of the Nasi. But the point is, we need the case of the Resha, where the Chet was done in the Matzav of Gdula for the Nasi, because the case of the Seif is not true for the Nasi. So we needed to mention the case of Nasi Shechata. So once we mentioned that halacha regarding the nasi, which was needed, so we mentioned it regarding the Kohen Mashiach as well. So it's true, the halacha of Kohen Mashiach shechata v'achakach ovar mimshichusay mevi par was not needed. Why wasn't it needed? Because I know it from the Sefer. But the halacha of Nasi shechata v'achakach ovar migdulasay was needed. Why? Because by the Nasi you don't have the Sefer. Because if the Nasi would do the Avera after he was ovar migdulasay, he would be treated like a hedyet. So I need the Resha for the Nasi. Once I have the Resha for the Nasi, I mention it for the Kohen Mashiach as well. Again, this is an example of poetic symmetry. Once we're mentioning it regarding the Nasi, so no, this is the Derech of the Tana. We mention it with regards to the Kohen Mashiach as well. Now, we just read the Gemara with the Girsa that we have in front of us, which is Ktsat Migumgam. If you take a look at Rashi, the first Rashi in the Perek, Rashi has a Girsa that's a little bit more geschmiert. But either way, it's the same exact punchline. Ayin Shams up the Gemara, Minani Mili. What's the Makar to the Halacha of the Mishnah? Which Halacha? So Rashi says, we're zoning in on the Seif of the Mishnah. The Seif of the Mishnah said that the Kohen Mashiach, that's no longer Kohen Mashiach, and then he committed Aver, the Halacha is he's still going to bring the Pah. That's in contrast to the Nasi, who if he committed Avera after he's no longer the Nasi, he's not going to bring this up. So the Gemara says, what's the Makar to that? That the Kohen Mashiach is going to bring the par. The Tana Rabban, we learned it a braisa. So it says regarding the Kohen Mashiach, in Makoyen HaMashiach Yechet Ala Ashmasa'am, Vehikriv Al Chatosoy. The Gemara holds that this word, Al Chatosoy, is extra. Malamid is coming to teach us, Shemevi Chatosoy Misha'avar. That this person will bring his unique par, even if he's no longer the Kohen Mashiach, but it was in the Avar that he had been the Kohen Mashiach. Says the Braisa, Sheyachol, because without a pasuk, I would have thought that this really shouldn't be the halacha. Why? Not because, like Mehechatesi, it should be the halacha, but I would actually think that I have a positive reason it shouldn't be the halacha. Because Valoy didn't. Luchor, I should be able to make a kavu chaymer. Uman nasi shemevi b'shigigas maisa. Ein mevi chatas mishavar. Madacha nasi, who brings his carbon chatas, afilu b'shigigas maisa. So what does this mean? So we know that an ordinary yachal, when does he bring his carbon chatas? As long as he makes a mistake. In chapet Shabbos, whatever. Shigigas maisa, that would be enough for him to bring a carbon chatas. Stating that the Kohen Mashiach and the Parhel Amdavar Shel Tzibur were only brought in the event that there was also a Shigigas Hayra. Now, a Nasi is not part of that unique class of people that only bring B'Shigigas Hayra. He's not the Kohen Mashiach. He's not the Parhel Amdavar Shel Tzibur. As a result, when does he bring his Karpen Chatas? B'Shigigas Maisa. Now, the fact that a Nasi brings his Chatas B'Shigigas Maisa and the Kohen Mashiach brings it only B'Shigigas Hayra, means that there's a chumrah in the Nasi. Because the Nasi only needs to do is make a mistake and turn on the lights by accident on Shabbos, and boom, he's already going to be chayv achatos. For the Koyim Mashiach, you would need a shigigas maisa, but it would have to be predicated first by a helam dover, by some mistake that Bezdin would have made. So really, in the world of chatos, it seems that the Nasi is more chamor than the Koyim Mashiach. Again, where do you see that Choymer? Not in the carbon that he's bringing. You see that Choymer in what would need to happen in order for it to be determined that a Maisa shall get to a place. So says the Braisa, L'chura, without this Pasuk of the Hikr Val Chatasim, Melamed Shemevi Chatasim Mishavar, you would have thought he doesn't, based on a Kavu Choymer from the Nasi. Uma Nasi Shemevi B'Shegas Maisa, E Mevi Chatasim Mishavar, Madach the Nasi, who you find the Chumra, that he brings a Chatasim B'Shegas Maisa, but he doesn't bring a Chatas Mishavar. Once he's no longer Nasi, if he would commit the sin, he would bring the sarbi treated like a head yet. So Mashiach, maybe Bashigas Maisa, Koyim Mashiach, who doesn't bring this carbon al Shigas Maisa, El al Helam Dover im Shigas Maisa, unless there's a Helam Dover together with the Shigas Maisa, like Kolshkin, then certainly you would think that he has the Kula, that if he was a Koyim Mashiach Sha'avar, and now he committed the sin, he would be treated like a regular head yet. That's why I need the Pasik, Vehikrav al Chatosim, Lamach, maybe al Chatosim Sha'avar. There's a special Xeris Akasav, a special Lima that teaches me that no, even if he committed the Avera after he's no longer the Koyim Mashiach, he's still going to bring that carbon. Says the Gemara, now that you're telling me that you have a Gzeres HaKosov that says that the Koyim Mashiach brings his power even if he did the Avera after he was no longer Koyim Mashiach. Additionally, you're telling me that in the world of comparing and contrasting the Nasi Klapi Achatos and the Koyim Mashiach Klapi Achatos, the Nasi is Mocham. Why is the Nasi Mochamer? Because he brings B'Shigas Maisa, as opposed to the Koyim Mashiach only brings the Helam Dover im Shigas Maisa. Well, if that's the case, let's make a reverse Kavachemer. The Nasi Nami Nasi with Kavachemer. Now we should argue that the Nasi should bring a unique carbon, he should bring the Sar, if he committed Avera after he was no longer Nasi, based on a Kavachemer. Kavachemer from who? From the Mashiach. Uman Mashiach, Madach Mashiach. She'im maybe B'Shigas Maisa, who you find is cool, digging the parish of Chatas that he doesn't make a Chatas B'Shigas Maisa. Maybe Chatas Mashiach. But yet he has the chomer. Then he brings the chatos mishav, and nasi shmevi chatos b'shigas maisa. The nasi that has the chomer, that he brings the chatos b'shigas maisa, in addition shmevi chatos mishav, certainly he should have this chomer as well. That he should bring the chatos mishav. Talmud Loimar says the Braisa, you can't say that because there's another pasuk. It says asher nasi yecheta, and asher yosi necheta teaches me kishu nasi in kishu had yitloi, when he's the nasi and he sins, that's when he has the din of a sar. But if he wasn't the Nasi at the time that he sinned, then not. In other words, this last part of the Mishnah, this distinction that you find between the Koyim Mashiach and the Nasi, that the Koyim Mashiach, who does an Avera after he's no longer Koyim Mashiach, still would bring the par. But the Nasi, who does the Avera after he's no longer Nasi, would be treated like a regular Yachid, he wouldn't bring the sar. It's really all rooted in Gzeres HaKosov. There's a Gzeres HaKosov that says that the Koyim Mashiach would bring the par, the Hikrav al Chatosoy, Melamed Shemevi Chatosim in Sha'avar. The Nasi, there's a Gzeres HaKosov that says that he wouldn't bring the sar because it says it's Ashen Nasi Yechta. Kshen Nasi in Kshu Had Yitloi. So really, it's all based on Gzeres HaKosov. Another thing to take away from this Gemara in the happy recap, and really this is going to play itself out in a moment, is that really, at the end of the day, there's a Chaymer that Nasi has over Koyim Mashiach regarding the Chatas, and then there's a Chaymer that Koyim Mashiach has over Nasi as it relates to the Chatas. The Chaymer that Nasi has is that he brings his Chatas afilu b'shigas maisa. He doesn't need Helam Davar first. The Chaymer that the Koyim Mashiach has is that he brings the unique carbon even if he did the Aver Mishavar, as opposed to the Nasi. Again, we'll see. The Gemara is going to bring a Braisa where the fact that each one has a Chaymer is going to be very manifest. But first, another Mishnah. Chatu Acheloi Nismanu. What would be the following case? What would be if the Koyim Mashiach or the Nasi did an Aver B'Shoigig? They did the Aver B'Shoigig before they were appointed. So this is different than the two cases that we had in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we had a case where the Aver was done while they had their stellar, but by the time they're bringing their carbon, they're no longer in their position of power. Or they had the stellar, lost their position, and then committed the sin. This is the other variable. What would be if first they did the Aver, and then they win the Smana. Now it's time to bring a carbon. So what do? Do we say that they did the Aver when they were ordinary people? As a result, you bring the Kispa, the Seira. Or do we say, no, now that they're Nismana, so now the Nasi is going to bring the Sair, and the Koyim Mashiach is going to bring the Pa. So it's a Mishnah. Chatu actually Nismana, v'achekach Nismanu, hare elu kehedyoites. The Chachamim say, we treat them like regular hedyoites. Reb Shimon says, it depends. Im noidolehem actually Nismanu, if they were made aware of what happened, meaning they were made aware, they had the idea that this Avera took place before they were appointed to their position, Chayovim, they're going to be Chayiv. Umisha Nismanu, if however they found out about it after they already got their position, Pturim, then they're going to be Pater. So according to the Chachamim, they're always treated like idiotas. Even though the Avera, or even though they found out about it, then now when they want to bring the carbon, at this point, they're ready in a position. But at the same time, being that the chet, being that the aveira took place at shaloi nismanu, therefore, are going to be true like kidyotis. Rab Shimon says that really what it depends on in this case is when was the idea. If the idea happened at shaloi nismanu, then they're going to be chayv like a regular yachid. If the idea happened after they were nismanu, then they're going to be pata legamri. We're Rab Shimon argues with the Chachamim is that Rab Shimon makes a very big deal about the idea. According to Rab Shimon, when exactly the idea took place is a huge factor. And as a result, according to Rab Shimon, if the idea took place after they were Nismanu, so it comes out the Chet happened actually Nismanu, the idea took place Misha Nismanu, they can't be Chayiv at all. They can't be Chayiv like a Nasi, or like a Kohen Mashiach, because the Chet happened, actually, in Islam. And they can't be Chayiv like a regular Yachid, because the idea took place, Misha Nismanu. Rav Shimon holds that in order to be Chayiv Achatos, you need a Chet and a Yediyah, and both of these things need to take place in the Zman of Chiyah for which you're going to be Chayiv. And according to Rav Shimon, therefore, it's not even so poshut that they're going to be treated like Hedyoitis. The only time they'd be treated like Hedyoitis is if the Yediyah also took place while they were headed. I mean, according to the Chachamim, being that the Chet took place actually in Nismanu, this is not like the first Mishnah. In this case, for sure, it doesn't matter if you're the Kohen Mashiach, it doesn't matter if you're the Nasi. Either way, the halach is arelu kidyotis, they're going to be treated like hedyotis, because that's when the chet took place. According to Rav Shimon, you can't just factor when the chet took place. You have to factor when the chet took place. You also have to factor when the idea took place. And being that you also have to factor when the idea took place, you would need the chet and the idea both to happen in a zman of chiv. Therefore, if the chet and the idea took place actually in a zmanu, then there'll be chayv. Chayv like what? Chayv like a yachid, because that's when the chet and dia took place. If the dia took place mishen ismanu, then they're going to be pata legamri. Again, they can't be chayiv as a koy mashiach or as a nasi. Why not? Because the chet took place when they were a yachid, and they can't be chayiv as a yachid either, because there was no yediyah when they were a yachid, and as a result, they're going to be pata. By the way, if this shitas Rab Shimon sounds a little bit familiar, we saw this already earlier in the Masechta. We saw shitas Rab Shimon on Daf Gimel. Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, what's the definition of a nasi as relates to the carbon chatos? The melech, the taich of a nasi means a melech. It doesn't mean the president. What it means is not the prime minister. It means the king. Shenema mikol mitzvah Hashem aloikov. The pasuk says asher yosin asher nasi yechet avaso achas mikol mitzvah is Hashem aloikov. And we learn from Mishnah in agabov el Hashem aloikov that we're talking about someone who the only person on top of him is Hashem aloikov. This is obviously the melech. And what do you see in that pasuk? That Rasha, that we're going to see Be'ezra Hashem in tomorrow's daf. But for now, Zokta Gemara, another Bryce. Mino, Hani, Mili. How do we know that in the event that the Kohen Mashiach sinned before he was Kohen Mashiach, or the Nasi sinned before he was Nasi, that the halach is Harei Elu Kehedyotis, we definitely treat them like Kehedyotis. Now, according to Rav Shimon, even like a Hedyot, only if the idea happened actually in Ismanu. But the bottom line is that Harei Elu Kehedyotis, in contrast to the first Mishnah, where the Kohen Mashiach was Chotav Achakach Avar, or the Nasi was Chotav Achakach Avar, that for sure we treat them like the Kohen Mashiach and the Nasi, and also in contrast to the first Mishnah, where if the Chet happened La'achasha Avru, by the Kohen Mashiach, Al Koponim, what's the Halacha? He's going to be treated like a Kohen Mashiach, he's going to bring the Pa. When it comes to the Chet happening actually in Ismanu, over here there's no Shaila, side the Kohen Mashiach, side the Nasi, the Halacha is they're going to be treated like an ordinary Hedyot. Up until now, everything we learned was really based on Makaris, so this is going to require Makaris as well. And again, the one idea that we want to have before we start this next Gemara is that when it comes to the laws of Chatas, when you're comparing and contrasting the Nasi and the Kohen Mashiach, so you have to remember that there's a Chomer that the Nasi has and that there's a Chomer that the Kohen Mashiach has. The Chomer that the Nasi has is that he brings a Chatas on Shigas Maisa as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach who needs Helam Dover im Shigas Maisa. And the Chomer that the Kohen Mashiach has is that he would bring a Karban Chatas even if he did that Avera after he's no longer the Kohen Mashiach, meaning he would bring the unique power as opposed to the Nasi who would not bring his unique sire. Rather, he would be treated like a regular yachetz. It says the Gemara. Again, going back to our Mishnah, chatu achleinus manu. Doesn't matter if you're kohen mishach. Doesn't matter the nasi. That loch is going to be treated like a regular hedyid. How do you know that the Tanur Rabbanu we learned it a brayso? It says a makohen amoshiach yecheta. It says if the kohen amoshiach is going to sin, that loch is he brings the par. We learn from here prat lekoidmos that the only time he brings the par is if the ched happened after he was already kohen mashiach. Right? Meaning, while he was Kohen Mashiach, or maybe even after he retired. But the bottom line is, it would have to be from the point of when he was a Kohen Mashiach and forward, in, as opposed to Prat L'Koytmois. If, however, he did that very before he was Kohen Mashiach, then this halacha would not apply. Says the Braisa Sheyach, because I would have thought, V'haloi dinu, L'chayr tzebeis akal v'chayr, Ma nosish mevi b'shigas maisa, Ein mevi ala koytmois, Madoch denosi, that brings for Shigigas Maisa does not bring on the Koid Mois. Mashiach she'in mevi al Helam Davar im Shigigas Maisa, the Koid Mashiach that only brings for Helam Davar and Shigigas Maisa in the Dinshla Yavi al Koid Mois, then it goes without say that he shouldn't bring for Koid Mois. In other words, the price is tiny. Why do I need a pasuk? My koyin mashiach yechta to tell me prat lekoidmus. L'chayr I can know me kal v'chaymer prat lekoidmus. How so? Madach the nasi who you find a chumra by chatas. What's the nasi's chumra? We spoke of that a few times already. He's maybe on shigias ma'isa. Still, he doesn't bring on koidmus. So the mashiach that has a kula because he's only brings on helam davar. Certainly, he should have a kula that he wouldn't bring his unique chatas ala koidmus. Now, at this point, how do we know that the Nasi doesn't bring that the Nasi doesn't bring his unique chatas for a situation of koidmus? Right, the Gemara started in Animili. It sounds like we're trying to find the Makar, Saifa Koy Mashiach and Saifa Nasi. And the Gemara starts with a brayso regarding Koy Mashiach and sort of takes for granted that we know already, as it relates to the Nasi, that he's not going to bring his chatas for koidmus. So the truth is that it's really based on a drasha that the Gemara is going to bring in the next braisa. And in fact, just in the Signon, the Gemara is going to bring two braisas, and in one braisa, we're taking for granted that we know for sure that the Nasi doesn't bring on Koidmois, and in the other braisa, we're taking for granted that we know for sure that the Koid Mashiach doesn't bring for Koidmois. But either way, so in this braisa, somehow we presuppose that we know that the Nasi doesn't bring for Koidmois. And the question is then, how do you know that the Koyim Mashiach doesn't bring for Koyim Mois? The Gemara brings a Pasuk, and the Gemara Taina is that, what do I need a Pasuk for? Avifal, I know it already by Nasi, and the Kav HaChoyim, I would know it by the Koyim Mashiach as well. But the Bryce says, no, because Loyim, Amr Ben Nasi, I could always tell you that it's true that Nasi doesn't bring by Koyim, which can't maybe Chatos Meshavar. Because the Nasi, you find that has a kula by chatos, and that is that he doesn't bring the chatos if he did that very after he was no longer a nasi. Toimer be Mashiach, as opposed to by the koyim Mashiach, maybe chatos in Meshavar, who does bring the carbon chatos if he does that very Meshavar. And Hoyle maybe chatos in Meshavar, being that he brings the chatos if he did that very Meshavar. Yovi ala koitmos. You would think maybe he should bring on the koitmos as well. Tamaloimer, ha Mashiach, yechete, chatek shum Mashiach. Maybe if he did that very when he was the koyim Mashiach, he brings it, kishu hedit any maybe. If, however, he did that very when he was a hedit already, at that point, he's not going to be maybe. In other words, the bright says, how do you know that the Koyim Mashiach brings the Chatos only if he did that very once he was Koyim Mashiach? But Chatu Achaloy Nesmanu Harei Lukid Yoitois. It's one time from a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? My Koyim Mashiach Yechta. Prat lekoidmos. Why do I need a pasuk? I can know a kal v'chomer from the nasi, because the nasi, as we'll see in the next price, so we already have a pasuk that says he doesn't bring on the koidmos. Well, if the nasi who's chomer because he brings on shigas meisa doesn't bring on koidmos, then kal v'chomer the koidmos sheach who's kuladik and fit the price. So what we knew what the price was going to answer. Who said the nasi is more chomer? Maybe the nasi is more kal. It's true. You find the chomer by nasi that he's maybe on shigas meisa, but you find the chomer by koidmos sheach that he brings meshavar. And by the way, the chomer that koidmos sheach has is very similar to what we're dealing with over here, because what's his chumrah? He brings Meshavah. So if he brings Meshavah, maybe he brings Koidmas also. It's for that reason you can't learn it Kal V'chomer from the Nasi, and that's why you have to have a Pasuk. Tanya Nami, Gabi Nasi, Ki Hai Gavna. We have a similar Braisa, and the similar Braisa is talking about the Nasi. It says, Asha Nasi Yechete, and we learn from there, Prat L'Koidmas. From the words, Asha Nasi Yechete, if he sinned when he's a Nasi, that's when he brings the unique carbon. If it happened earlier, not. Says the Braisa, Sheyochol, I would have thought, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me by the Nasi that he doesn't bring by Koidmus? Once I know from the previous price that the Koy Mashiach doesn't bring by Koidmus, I can learn the Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? Valuidin. Ma'am, Mashiach, Shemevi Chatas HaMeshav, Eni Mevi Yalo Koidmus. Madoch, the Moshiach, who has a chumrah. What's the chumrah? He brings a chatas hafil mishavar, but at the same time he doesn't bring on koidmois. So nasi sheimevi chatas mishavar, a nasi who doesn't bring his carbon mishavar, ain't it inshallah yavei ala koidmois. So it's pashit he shouldn't bring out a koidmois. So lechayr, why do I need a pasuk? I would know mikal v'chaymer. What's the response? It's pashit. Ma Moshiach shkenei mevi b'shigas ma'isa. Maybe although it's true that you find the chaymer that Moshiach has over the nasi, but you find a kula as well. What's the kula? That the Moshiach doesn't bring v'shigas ma'isa. Toima b'nasi shemei v'shigas ma'isa. Hoyu mei v'shigas ma'isa. Being that you find the chumer that the nasi brings v'shigas ma'isa, yavi ala koidmos, you would think that maybe you should bring on the koidmos as well. Talmud loymer asher nasi yechete. That's why we needed a pasuk to teach me that that the only time he brings his unique carbon is if he sinned while he was the Nasi, as opposed to a situation where he sinned while he was already a headed. Either way, what comes out from these two braces, really, what comes out from these two braces, they weren't talking to each other so much, but what comes out from these two braces is that we have a makar, how you know, chatu achalei nismanu, Zachakach and Smari treated like a head yet as it relates to the Koy Mashiach, Makoyna Mashiach, Yechete, Dafka, if he didn't want him as the Koy Mashiach, and we have a pasuk regarding the Nasi as well. What's the pasuk with regards to the Nasi? It says Asher Nasi Yechete. So, what's the Sikum on the hairiest part of today's daf? The digression and the agadita, and the exhale is just moments away. So, what's the Sikum? The Sikum is as follows. In the event that, let's go backwards. You have someone who committed an Aveira, and then he became the Koy Mashiach. Or you have someone that committed an Aveira, and then he became the Nasi. So what do you do now? Do you bring the regular Chatas like the Yochid did? After all, that's what he was when he did the Aveira. Or maybe now that he was Nismana, so now he's going to bring the Par. Maybe he's going to bring the Sar. The Halach is Nasi, Koy Mashiach. It doesn't matter. We have Psukim to teach me that the only time we're even having the conversation of Vayikra Perek Dal that talks about the unique Chatas of the Nasi and the unique Chatas of the Koy Mashiach is if the Aveira took place once this person had already been appointed to Nasi, once this person had already been appointed to Koy Mashiach. Klar. The pasuk by Koy Mashiach is Makoyin Mashiach Yechta. The pasuk regarding Nasi is Asher Nasi Yechta. What would be in the event that the Nasi was appointed Nasi and the Koy Mashiach was appointed Koy Mashiach, and then they did the Avera, and then they were Avar Mimshichusai, or they were Avar Mimshichusai, and then afterwards they committed the Avera? Well, then the halach is, again, it doesn't matter, Nasi, it doesn't matter, Koy Mashiach, they are going to bring the unique par and the unique sar that the Koy Mashiach and the Nasi are also always supposed to bring. What would be if somebody was Koy Mashiach and then he lost his shteller and then he sinned, or somebody was Nasi and he lost his shteller and then he sinned? That's when we have a period of lovers over here. That's when the Koy Mashiach goes in one direction, that's when the Nasi goes in another direction. As it relates to the Koy Mashiach, we have a limud v'hikrav al chatosoy melamed shmei v'chatosoy mishaavar, that he is still going to bring his unique carbon. As it relates to the Nasi, asher Nasi yechetek, shu Nasi ink, shu hed yitloy, the halacha is, then he's going to be treated like an ordinary yachid. Exhale. It says in the Torah, as it relates to the chatas that the Nasi used to bring, Asher Nasi Yechete. Asher Nasi Yechete. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like, not if the Nasi will sin, but almost like when the Nasi would sin. As if it's some foregone conclusion that there will be some point in Jewish history where the Nasi, Mamish, the Melech Yisrael, is going to commit an Aveira. Not just an Aveira. He's going to commit a Chayvei Kriza. Sure, true. But at the same time, he's going to commit an Aveira that is Chayvei. He's going to eat Chaylev. He's going to eat on Yom Kippur. He's going to be Mechal Shabbos. He's going to be Oyvet Abayit. I don't know. Rebbein Adal Makula. Asher Nasi Yechete, says the Gemara. Is that really the way you're supposed to read it? Yachol Gzeira? Is that what's happening over there? Tamalim? No. It says, in HaKoyin HaMashiach Yechete. Regarding the Koyin HaMashiach, it doesn't say Asher. Over there it says in. Now, Ma'la Halon Kishayechete. Just like over there, it doesn't mean when, but rather it means if, right? Because that's what in means. It means if Afkan, so too as it relates to the Nasi, it doesn't mean when, but rather it means l'kishe yechta. Now, it's not clear from the Gemara what this limud is, right? Asher Nasi yechta, yochel gzeira, tamo leimer, im makoyin ha-mashiach yechta. Ma'la halon kishe yechta, Afkan l'kishe yechta. Right? What exactly is this limud? Oh, if that's the way it is by the Koy Mashiach, then that's the way it has to be by the Nasi. Shtei Tshuvas B'davar. First of all, not the same word. Here it says Asher, here it says in. And besides, we just finished the Gemara. There's a Chayme here, there's a Kula here. Right? They're really not the same. I mean, their carbon's not the same, and even the Diktuke Dinim, as we just saw now, are not the same. So it sounds a little bit like maybe it's Gzeir Shofar, right? Asher Nasi Yechete. And here too, It says a makoyin machine in yechta. Mala halan kishe yechta, afkan le kishe yechta. But it doesn't say yechta yechta. I'm a Tais Rosh. Tais Rosh entertains the side, maybe it's a Gzei Rishava. He says, it's not reading so much that way, because usually when the Gemara presents a Gzei Rishava, it makes it clear that it's a Gzei Rishava. Over here, it's a little mashma that way, because what else is it? So the Tais Rosh says, you have to say it's a Gilui Milsa. And really, to say Gzeira is a Chiddush, and if by the Koy Mashiach's Nidah is a Gzeira, then it's Mestabra, there's no Gzeira here either. So what then does Asher mean? So we're going to get back to that a little bit later. But for now, Yochel Gzeira, you would have thought it's a Gzeira, Talmud Loimar, by the Koy Mashiach it says Im, and if by the Koy Mashiach it's an Im, then so too by the Nasi it's going to be an Im as well. So Gemara Amamar, Yochel Gzeira. So we have a Brisa. The Brisa said it would have been having me. That maybe when it says in Torah, it's a gzeira. Gemara says gzeira. Where do you ever find such a thing? There would have to be a precedent for such a gzeira to teach that this would be a gzeira as well. Gemara says Amri, yeah, in Ashkechon, I'll find you a pasuk. It says Venasati neged tzaras beveis eretz achuzaschem. This pasuk is talking about when the Yidden are going to come to Eretz Yisrael. This is going to be a concept of negoyim, right? Tzaras, and a tzaras that can afflict not only a person, even his clothing, and in this pasuk, even his bias. And the Torah says, "Venosati, I shall give." Negot soras beveis eretz achuzaschem. Says the Braisa, "Besurihi lohem shenegom bal malin." Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "This pasuk's a little funny, right? It's a din. It's a din. A din means what happens if you have a nega in your bias? What is? That's not what the Torah says. It says you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Venosati negot soras beveis eretz achuzaschem." So said Rabbi Yehuda, "Yeah, there's a basura, a bad basura." Rashi says maybe it's a good basura because you end up getting wealthy from this. But basura hi lahem shenigoyim boy mal end of Rabbi Yehuda. The Torah is coming to give a basura. Rabbi Shimon said no. But it means something else. The word venasati is not like a basura as if it's for sure going to happen. But rather prat lidnige yoinsim. The pasuk says actually coming to teach me a halach, not to be mavasu psoiris. It's coming to teach me halachas, which is what the Torah usually does. And that is the Torah is coming to say that if it's venasati, if it's mashman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who put this nega here, that's when you have the whole parasha. As opposed to if it happened ba'inus. What does it mean ba'inus? So we'll see in the Gemara in a matter of moments. But for now, what do you see? What Rabbi Yehuda taich v'nosati nega tzaras b'veis eretz achuzaschem? It's a foregone conclusion. Psuri yilohem shenigon ban maleim. So says the Gemara, you're asking me asher nasi yechta yochel gzeira. Now we knocked out that yochel gzeira was a fleeting havamina. But you didn't even understand the havamina, right? What was the Gemara's kasha? Gzeira mehechatesi. You know what the answer is? In because Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda, didn't Rabbi Yehuda just say in this price regarding nigei batim besura nu hachanami eim gzeirah hilchach siv im? That's why we need the im by the Kohen Mashiach to be megala that the asher means im as well. So we just mentioned the price regarding nigei batim, and we're in like agadata digim mode right now. So the Gemara is going to do what it does when it's agadata. We're going to digress a little bit. The Rav Shimon says the Gemara point to Rav Shimon nigei oinsin. So we mentioned this brayso. Venosati negot zaras b'veis eretz achuzaschem. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What exactly the brayso means? Rabbi Yehuda said b'suri hilohem. It's a gzeira. Rabbi Shimon said pratli negay oinsin. So it sounds like if the nega would come ba'oinis, according to Rabbi Shimon, the halach is there'd be no negay batim. Is that true? Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, nigei oinsen miloi metamu v'atanya. We learned in a brayso adam kiye. It says in the parasha of Negoyim. Now, if you look at that pasuk, it says adam kiye ba'ur b'soroi. Eretz apachas b'heretz v'ayu ba'ur b'soroi. The nega tzaras fuvel akoyin oyal achad mibonav akam. It's talking about Negoyim, but which Negoyim? The regular negam, the good old-fashioned negam, right? The nega that a person would have on his goof. So adam kiye, we learn from there, kiye min adibur ve'elach, that if somebody had a nega at the time of Maimon Har Sinai, he didn't become tamei. Adam kiye is what they were told by Maimon Har Sinai. Not hoya and not hoiva. Only if it's yiyah, if it's going to happen in the future. V'haloi dinu says the braisa that be'etzim, there's a kal v'chomer to be had over here. Why? Because Tomei b'zav v'tomei minagam. We find that if somebody is a zav, he becomes tomei. And if somebody has a nega, he's tomei. Ma'azav minadibur ve'elach. Just like by zav, we know already that the only time somebody was tomei b'tomei ziva is if he developed the ziva minadibur ve'elach. Af negam minadibur ve'elach. So too by negam, it should also be minadibur ve'elach. So what do I need a pasuk adam kia to teach him minadibur ve'elach? L'chayr v'aloi dinu, I could have known it from a kal v'chaymer from zav, says the Gemara, no. Because loy ma'amr pizov shekein ein metame ba'oynis. Toymar b'negoyim shem metamin ba'oynis. You can't learn it from Zav. Because Zav maybe has the kula that it's menadibu ve'elach because it has another kula. Because a Zav doesn't become a Zav if he got his ziva through some sort of oynis. Toymar b'negoyim shem metamin ba'oynis. You can't shtel tzu to negon. Because by a nega, even if somebody gets the nega ba'oynis, still the halacha is, it's considered a nega. Talmud loymar, therefore, being that you can't learn menadibur ve'elach from Zav, therefore we needed adam kiyem menadibur ve'elach. But what's the kasha? The kasha is have a mefurish b'raisa right here that says nige oinsin. What's the halacha? Nige oinsin is considered an oinis. How does it stem with what Reb Shimon said? Where Reb Shimon said when it says v'nasati nega tzaras, what does it mean? Probably nige oinsin have a mefurish b'raisa in the cheshbon of comparing and contrasting the garments of. We said Zav is not metame ba'oinis, as opposed to nige oinsin is going to be considered a nega. Says the Gemara, two terusim. The first terus is Rava. Rava, I'm a pratlin nigei ruchos. It could be when Reb Shimon said pratlin nigei oinsin, he wasn't talking about all oinsin, he was talking about nigei ruchos. So these are nigan that come through shadim. Rashi says, al yidein fichas shade, that the shade blows and that can create a nega. That type of oinsin is out. As opposed to what? As opposed to Rashi says, if it would come al yidein nefila, the hakav, the kfiya, come through a bruise, somebody fell and then he got a nega, so that's already a different type of oinsin. That's going to be included. Rapapa said probably nige kshafim, that it's coming to be mayit nige kshafim. But either way, hatzad hashava, there's two dinim in nige oinsin. There's the nige oinsin that are excluded, and then there's the nige oinsin that are included. Just two things that need to be mentioned. Number one, the Gemara is asking Akasha from what Reb Shimon said regarding Nige Oinsin of a bias to the Pasuk of Adam Kiya Ba'or Bisarei, which is talking about Nagam on a Guf, right? Why didn't the Gemara say maybe there's a chilik between the bias and the Guf? When it comes to the bias, there's this concept of Oinus. But when it comes to the Guf, maybe we're Marba Nige Oinsin. Additionally, another thing you have to understand, and again, this is all what the Rishonim and the Mefarshim are struggling with over here, is what does it mean, oinus and non-oinus, by a bias? When it comes to a guf, so there could be something more natural, something less natural, right? At the end of the day, today, if someone has a nega, he goes to a dermatologist, right? So Amal, you went to the kohen, you had to make sure it was the right type of nega. But at least that's something that's natural in the world of biology. So you have to know, how did it come about? A bias has a nega? How is it anything other than vinosati? The whole thing is shaloyke derech hatavi. Either way, it's not the Gemara vayta. Tanu rabbanan asha nasi yechta. Again, it says in the Torah asha nasi yechta prach l'chayla. If the king was a chayla when he sinned, then he doesn't have the unique parsha. He's not going to bring the sar. I understand. If a king becomes a chayla, he loses his position. Okay, so he's not the nasi anymore. He's the same nasi yachata if he's gezint or if he needs a refu shleima b'meira. What's the difference? Where do you find that because he's a chayla, that should somehow change anything? Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama. So Rav Avdimi Bar Chama said, "Prat l'nasi shenitzar." It's true. You have to tweak it. It doesn't mean prat l'chayla. What it means is prat l'nasi shenitzar. And a king that becomes a mitzayra, he tak is not king anymore. Shemad the pasuk says, "Vayinaga Hashem es hamelech, vayhi mitzayra ad yoy moisay." Hashem afflicted the king with negayim, and he became a mitzayra till the day he died. Vayeshev, and where did he stay? Beveis hachofshes. He stayed in the beis ha. Chofshis, the Yosem ben Hamelech al Habayis, and Yosem ben Hamelech, he was the one that was in charge. So we're talking about one of the kings of Klal Yisrael. It's the king Uziyahu, if you're keeping score. But either way, the king Uziyahu becomes a mitzayra, and he ends up in the Beis HaChofshis. Okay, so what do you see from here? Then when he became king, when he became a mitzayra, he was no longer the melech. So the Gemara says, Midakamer Beveis HaChofshis, being that it says that he ended up in the Beis HaChofshis, what does it mean that it was Beveis HaChofshis? Mechlal da'ad hashta eved hava. Vais dois, that he was no longer king. Meaning, he went to the Beis HaChofshis, now all of a sudden he became a free man. Right, it's a funny thing. He loses his position as being king, and how does the Pasuk describe that? The Pasuk describes it by saying that now he's going to be in the Beis HaChofshis, and because he's going to be in the Beis HaChofshis, so it's for that reason now all of a sudden he's being described as no longer being the Melech. Now, the background to this is really a story that the Gemara is about to tell, and the story over here is that the king, even though you would think he's the most powerful man in the world, he was actually treated like a slave, right? The Gemara says, if someone's koine eved, he's koine odin la'atzmai. So at the end of the day, yeah, your king, you know, looks good, right? But at the same time, there's some level of avdus. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Vayinag Hashem es ha-melech, vayihi mitzoyro ad yoy moysay. And what happened to him? Vayeshe beveis ha-chofshes. Once he was no longer, meaning once he was a mitzoyro, now they put him into the beis ha-chofshes. Now he became free. Now he was no longer king. Saying he became free after he's a Mitzayr is saying that he lost his position. That is what the Gemara means. It says, well, now what's the makar to this? Like, yeah, it's like a funny way of talking that when somebody is no longer king, now all of a sudden he's a free man. The Gemara says, yeah, Kyodah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, have Azli Besvinti, they once traveled together on a boat. Bahadi, Rabbi Gamliel, Havi Pita. Rabbi Gamliel had bread with him. Bahadi, Rabbi Yeshua, Havi Pita Vasulta. Rabbi Yeshua had bread and he had soilus. He had flour as well. Shalom Pita, Rabbi Gamliel. In the meantime, this voyage that they were taking took longer than they thought it was going to take, to the point Rabbi Gamliel ran out of food. Samach asulted to Rabbi Yeshua, but he was saimach on the silas of Rabbi Yeshua. Being that Rabbi Yeshua had brought silas, so he was good to go. He didn't have any problems. Amale. So Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, "Mi have a yadlis tavonani kuvikulei haida is a sultan." Like, how did you know that we were going to end up? Meaning, I knew the trip was going to take a week. I packed food for a week. I even packed food for 2 weeks. I took extra. You had all this extra food. You even had soilus. Like, why do you have all this food? Like, how do you know? Amalei told him, "I'll tell you how I know." There's one star that rises every 70 years. Umates asafonim, and it confuses. It's mevalvel the sailors. But Amarti, and I had a hunch. Shema yalu v'yato isanu. That maybe this is the once in 70 years that it's going to go up, and it's going to confuse us. And as a result, if the sailors get to be confused, he's going to end up being all over the place. It's like this, I brought extra food. So Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Gamliel, I'll be honest with you. I know a little astronomy, and that's why I did it. Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel told him, Kol kach biyotcha, you're so smart. Why you on a boat? So it seems that the reason Rabbi Yeshua was on a boat, he was going to make Parnassa. So he says, if you're such a wise person, then why are you flying to the other side of the world to try to earn a living? Why can't you use your chachma to make Parnassa? So Rabbi Yeshua turns to Rabbi Gamliel and he says, you think this is a chiddush? Amalei acha ata tama alai. He said, instead of being surprised about me, tamei al shtei talmidim sheyesh lecha b'yabasha, why don't you be gewundert about two talmidim that you have on dry land? Who are they? Rabbi Lasa chisma for Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Right, the reason he said b'yabasha is because their mom is in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean right now. So he says, you have these two Talmidim that are by Yabasha, Rabbi Lazar Chizma, Rabbi Yechim, and we go, because they know how to count the amount of tipas that are in the yam, which, by the way, has effect when you're in the middle of the ocean and you make a comment like that. Yet they don't have any bread to eat. For like Begad Lil Bosh. Rabbi Gamliel says, wow, I didn't realize. Right, this is what Shlomo HaMelech, when he said, Loy Lechachem Lechem. But the bottom line is, he was very taken aback. And Rabbi Gamliel heard this, Nasan Daito Leshivim Barosh. He made a decision, a conscious decision. He said that when I get off the boat, I am going to make them the Rosh. What's the Maila making them a Rosh? I'll give them a position. I'll give them a job. Like this, they're going to have Parnassa. I didn't realize they're such Chachamim, they're such geniuses, and they literally don't have Pas Lechel, they don't have Begad Lil Bosh. Either way, Kishal Allah, when he arose, when he ascended from the Yam, Shalach Lem, he sent after them. They didn't come. Chazav Shalachu, but finally they came. Amlam, he told him, Kimeduman Atam Shasori, Noisal Lechem. He said, I want to give you a position. He said, we're not taking position. Says, take the position. He says, we refuse. He says, Achap, you don't want to take it because you think I'm giving you covet. Trust me, this is not covet. Avdus ani noisin lochem. What I'm giving you is avdus. How do you know that? Shenemar. The pasuk says, Vayidabru elav lemer imayoyim tia eved lo amaza. Now that pasuk is a geshmak of pasuk. That pasuk is talking about after Shlomo HaMelech passed away and there was a whole shailu who should be the next king, but Rechavam is going to be king, right? Eventually, Yerovam ben Nevat's going to get involved and it's going to end up being a big problem. But the bottom line is, that Rechavam now becomes king. And he goes and he consults with his father's advisors and he asks them, how exactly should I run my malchus? So this is the advice they tell him. If you're going to treat yourself like an eved to your nation, you're going to be successful. But if you're going to try to be balbus and you're going to be a dictator, then everything is going to fall apart. But what do you see from the story? And really the punchline of the story is a pasuk, it's a verse. It's that a king is really supposed to be an eved. So you say, meres, malchus equals avdus, right? This is the way it goes. Malchus equals avdus. If that's the case, that's pshat in that pasuk that we had earlier. It's because when he became a metzora, he was no longer king. If he's no longer king, he's a free man. That's what it means. So a nasi that becomes a metzora is no longer nasi. That's the drasha. Nasi yach the prat, not lechayla, because then you don't lose your job. Prat le metzora. Moving along. Tanu rabbanan asher nasi yachta. This is a famous drasha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Ashrei Ador Shanasi Shalei Mevi Karban Al Shigagasi." Praises a generation where the Nasi brings a carbon because of an aver that it did b'shoikik. Why? Because this is what the Olam is going to say. They're going to say, "Nasi Shalei Mevi Karban." If the Nasi brings a carbon, certainly the Hedit's going to fail to bring a carbon. And if he's even bringing a carbon of something that he did the Shoigik, then certainly if he does amazing, he's going to bring a carbon. So, Ashrei Hador Shanasi Shalayechta, and the reason is because he sets a good example. You know what he sets an example for? Nobody's perfect. And he also sets an example for the Koich of Tshuva. That just because you did something wrong, okay, it's fine. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you move weiter. So if a Dar is able to see its leaders be vulnerable and act upon their vulnerability, Ashrei Hadar. Praiseworthy is such a Dar. Because if the Dar thinks that leaders are perfect, then you know what? They don't have who to learn from as it relates to how they themselves are going to go about being misakin their own imperfections. Ask if the Rabbi Breder Rabbo. But Rabbi Breder Rabbo asked the Kashan. He said, "What are you darshaning? Right? Where did this drasha come from?" Asher, nosi yachta. We're darshaning the word asher as if it said ashrei, right? Freit the Gemara, let me ask you a question. It says, ve'is asher chotem in ha-kodesh, yeshalem v'schamishi so yosef ol. It's talking about somebody that had anah from hektish, right? It says the word asher. You're going to tell me, ashrei the person who's moil b'hektish? I think we're pushing it, right? Ubi yirav ben avot. How about this one? Dechsev be asher chotem asher hekti, right? Hachinami da ashrei adaru, right? Oh, wow. Ashrei yirav ben avot. Ashrei the door that had a Yeravim and Avot that was Chaytu Machti. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? If every Asher is going to turn into an Ashrei, right, you're going to have a Yen HaMais over here. So the Gemara says, no, here it's different. Shani Yogad, the Shani Krabidi Buri, because the word Asher is really a funny word. What should it have said? It should have said, in fact, Ad Kedei Kach, if you remember going back to the beginning of this part of the Daf, it says, Asher Nasi, we had Yachol Gzeira. And we said, we're going to get back to what it is coming to say. We thought Yachol Gzeira, maybe it's coming to say Gzeira, Talmud Loi Marin. But at the end of the day, so why are you telling me a word that almost sounds like it's Gzeira? Here, there's a basis for a Diak. What's the Diak? It's not Asher, but rather it's Asher. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Rav Nachman Rav Chizda Darshim. I just said, what's from the pasuk that says, Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa Ala Oretz V'Goymer. Now, this is an epic example of where Chazal understood us to know Psukim, right? We're supposed to know Kehelis Perek Ches Pasuk Yudalet. What does the pasuk over there say? I'm speaking to myself, by the way, but, you know, Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa Ala Oretz. There's Hevel that's done on the Oretz. Asher Yesh Tzadikim Asher Megi Alem Kemaisi Yerushan. Right, Shlomo HaMelech throughout Sefer Kehelis is observing a lot of Hevel, what he perceives as just, right, heady teich Hevel, shtisim, it's just a waste of time, right? I think that's the best teich, but either way. So Yesh Hevel, Asher Nasa Laris, he says, I see Hevel that's happening all over the place. Asher Yesh Tzadikim, Asher Magi Aleim Kamaisa Rishon, this Hevel in this pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech is observing, he said, I see Tzadikim, that their fate is the Maisa HaRishon, V'yesh Rishoyim, Shemagi Aleim Kamaisa HaTzadikim, Amarti Shagamza Hevel. I realize, because I see tzaddikim, they get treated like they're rishayim. Rishayim are living mamish on top of the world. Hevel ben benoy shel hevel. That's basically what Shlomo HaMelech said. Says Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. You know you're supposed to dash in this pasuk when it says Asher yesh tzaddikim asher begi alam kemaisa rishayim. You dash it the way we dash in Asher nasi yechta. We dash in miglosh in Ashrei Ashreiim letzaddikim shemagi alam kemaisa rishayim shel elam abba elam azeh. Praiseworthy are the tzaddikim that receive. Receive like the Maisa of the Risham in Olam Haba in this world. Meaning praise of the Tzaddikim that get in this world the Rosh is Olam Haba. What's the Rosh is Olam Haba? Sayen Olam Haba, it's Gehenim. Praise of the Tzaddikim that get Ashtikul Gehenim in this world. And Olam the Rishon. You see, by the Rosh, it doesn't say Asher. It says V'yesh Rishon. Because there we're not darshaning Ashmi. If I care, it's Olam the Rishon. Shemagi Aleim Kemais HaTzaddikim Sholam Haba Olam Haba. Woe to the Tzaddikim that on this world they get Ashtikul Olam Haba. They get a Kodesh Ruach of Olam Haba. Why are the tzaddikim praised when they have a bad on this world? Because like this, any oinshim, any kapar that they need, they'll get with the Yisurim. It's like this, when they come up to the next world, it's going to be Kulei Kodesh, Kulei Toiv, Kulei Schar. Why is it bad for the Russian when he gets good on this world? Because the little bit of good that he does is oskemekt with the bracha that he gets. And when he comes up to the next world, he's going to end up with nothing. But this is another example of Asher being touched as Ashrei. Asher yesh tzadikim asher megi alem kemaisa rishon. Ashreyem tzadikim. When they get kemaisa rishon, meaning they get the rishon's oilam haba in oilam haza. But then v'yesh rishon shemagi alem kemaisa tzadikim. There it doesn't say Ashrei. It's actually bad. What does it mean? When the Rishon get the Maisa Tzadikim, they get the Tzadik, so Elam Haba and Elam Haza. It's not Ashrei, because they're losing out because of it. What do you mean? They have a good world. Good world, that should be an Ashrei. No, because they're going to lose that in the next world. That's the Iker, this is the Tuffel, right? That's the Traklin, this is the Preuzder. So over there, it's not an Asher, there it's only a Yesh. So who said this? Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. Rav heard this. Amar Rava, Rava said, I disagree. I'm asking. Atu Tzadiki Yachli Trey Ami Misanilu? What's wrong with having a good in the next world and having a good in this world? Ashrei, good. You want to tell me is in Yonim? Ashrei, no way. I'm not masking. Elam Aravos. Rava said, if you want to dash into Ashrei, we're going to have to flip it around. He said, Ashreim letzadikim shemagia aleihem kemaisa rishom shalom azeh b'olam azeh. He said, a tzadik is lucky when he gets the Maisa HaRishoyim of Olam Hazeh is Olam Hazeh. Meaning, when he gets the Olam Hazeh that the Rishoyim get. Because again, the thought process is that the Rosh is going to get a good Olam Hazeh. He shouldn't get an Olam Haba. A tzaddik that's Zoycha to get the tzaddik's Olam Haba and the Rosh's Olam Hazeh. Right, that's literally the best of both worlds. And as a result, if you're able to pull that off, right, then that's the best thing in the world. And Olam LeRishoyim, woe to the Rishoyim, Shemagi Aleim, Kemaisa HaTzadikim, Shal Olam Hazeh, B'Olam Hazeh. But Nebuch to the Rishoyim, they get the Tzadik's Olam Hazeh and Olam Hazeh. Because then they're going to have the worst of both worlds. They're not getting an Olam Haba, they're not getting an Olam Hazeh. So that's actually going to be the worst situation. So wow, it sounds like there's almost like a machlokes here. Almost two ways of looking at the world. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda was one way, and Rava was the other way. Is it better for the Tzadik to have a bad Olam Hazeh? Or is it better for the tzaddik to have a good Olam Hazeh? Talk about a fundamental shayla. Says the Gemara on this note, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, also the Kamed Rav, they came before Rav. Amaluhu. So Rav tells them, tell me, Oikimtun Mesechta Plan, U Mesechta Plan? Tell me, you know this Mesechta Klar? You know that Mesechta Klar? Lashon Rashi. You don't have to take my word for it. Kaloimar, yesh lochem mesechta stura b'fichem, mesechta ployni u ployni. Right, he wanted to know, do you have the mesechta cold? Were they in? Then he said, itaritu purta? Machstapu dollar? Literally. Itaritu purta? Right? Itaritu is dollar and purta is apur. So itaritu purta, amrule in. He said, yeah. The zavnin katina dara. He said, we own a small piece of property and it throws off income. So we have parnasa. Kari alayu. When Rava heard that, apparently this was Mamash Rava's theme. Ashreyim letzadikim shemagiyelem kemais v'sham 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 v'sham. He says, not only are you going to have olam haba, you know, mesech the plan, right? The mesech is, I'm a lava person, olam haba, right? What comes to mind is the menorah hamar, chagiga, income, mekoymoy. But also, you're going to get an Olam Hazeh. What's the Olam Hazeh that you're going to get? You have, you're telling me the Machs Panusa. So you have an Olam Hazeh, Olam Hazeh. This is Rav Lashitasai, who teaches the word, Asher Yesh Tzadikim Asher Magi Alem Kemaisa Rishon, that it means when they get to, not the Maisa Rishon of Olam Haben Olam Hazeh, the Maisa Rishon of Olam Hazeh and Olam Hazeh. They get the best of both worlds. That is the perfect situation. Exhale, we're going to stop here. So as it relates to Reid, one Hara, and that is, so the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Yud Avon Aleph told a story. The Gemara said Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were once traveling together on a Sfina. Rabbi Gamliel took Tzei de la Derech with him. He took Pita. Rabbi Yeshua took Tzei de la Derech with him. He took Pita and he also took Seilas. Now, this trip ended up taking longer than anticipated. And it got so long that Rabbi Gamliel ran out of his food. He ran out of his Pita. Thankfully, Rabbi Yeshua had taken soilus with him, and he was able to use the soilus to make new pita, and as a result, they had what to eat. So Rabbi Gamliel turns to Rabbi Yeshua, and he tells Rabbi Yeshua, how did you know to take soilus? Meaning, usually, if you're going on a trip, on a business trip, you don't start taking ingredients and oil and flour and brown sugar. You don't start taking all these things. Like, how did you know to take soilus? So Rabbi Yeshua says, you know, I have some yedias in astronomy, and I know there's a koichov that ascends once every 70 years, and this is mevalvel and makes the sailors completely tzimisht. And I had a hunch, libi amarli, that maybe this is when this koichev is going to come. And as a result, I felt better safe than sorry. I took with me a little bit of silas. Rabbi Gamliel heard what Rabbi Yeshua told him. He was amazed. This was not the answer he was expecting. He says, Rabbi Yeshua, you're the smartest person I ever met in my life, right? Poetic license. You're an absolute genius. He said, if you're so smart, why are you on your way now to the other side of the world to make parnasa? You can't figure out a way to stay home and support your family. So Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer him. But what Rabbi Yeshua did tell him is, you think that's a chiddush? He says, I want to tell you about two talmidim of yours that you don't even know was tutzach b'ezeh. Rabbi Loza Chisma and Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. They're so smart that they could tell you how many tipais there are in the yam that we're in right now. And they don't even have pita and soilus. And they don't have clothing to wear. Rabbi Gamliel heard that. He says, oh my gosh. He says, when I come back, I'm going to fix this problem. He made up that he's going to give them a position. So he comes back. He meets with them. They don't want to come. Finally, he said, I want to offer you a position. He said, no, we're not taking any shtellers. He says, no, you think I'm giving you a shteller? Trust me. This is not a shteller. This shteller is an avdus. And he quoted a pasuk, what the Zekanim told Rechavam when he came to them for counsel. You want to be in a position of authority, ultimately you're going to have to subordinate yourself to your subject. And as a result, don't think it's such a srara. Take the position like this, you're going to be able to have parnas. Now, Pasha, when you learn this Gemara, what the Gemara sounds like it's saying is that Rabbi Gamliel heard this two yungalite that didn't have parnasa. So he wanted to be mefarnas them, b'derech kovet. So he felt, I'll give them a shteller. You'll have this position, you'll have that position. And like this, they're going to have jobs. They have jobs, you get a paycheck. You're able to be mefarnas the family. They'll have pas lechel and they'll have beged lilbush. That's Poshim Shan in the Gemara. Stating that, the Tashbitz, Echad Menor Rishonim, Rab Shimon Ber, Tzemach. In his Shailos and Tshuvas HaTashbetz, this is in Simon Kuf Membeis. He says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara. Pashat pshat in the Gemara from one of the Rishonim. And this is based on an inyan that came up in yesterday's daf. It's an inyan that's going to come up again in the few dafin that we have left in the Seichas Ha'iris. And it's in Beis Medrash Play Chiddush because it's something that we've spoken about in the past. And that is as follows. Yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought a drasha. It says regarding the Kohen Gadol, V'ha-Kohen HaGadol Me'echav. Darshan Chazal, what does it mean that the Kohen Gadol was Gadol Me'achav? He was Gadol Benoi, he had to be more handsome. B'Koyach, he had to be stronger. B'Chochma, he had to be wiser. U'Ba'oshu, he had to be wealthier. Now, what would be if you found the Kohen Gadol? He's very Noi, he's very strong, and he's a big Balkishan. But Lamaisa, Sefeltim Abyssal, he doesn't have the money. How do we know that the brothers had a responsibility to make sure that he had what he needed and that he was going to be wealthier than all his brothers? There's an obligation to make the Kohen Gadol wealthy. He has to be gadol, benoy, bekoyach, bechachmu, ve'osher. And there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation, if he doesn't even have it, to go ahead and make him into a gvir. Says the Tashbitz. I have two rayas from Rashi's and Shas. That this halacha of gadlei u'mishalecha was not only true for the Kohen Gadol, but it was true for the Nasi as well. It was true for the Rosh Hashiva, and seemingly it would have been true for any person that was in a position of authority. The first Rashi is in maybe our favorite Gemara, and that is Tainus Taf Chafalef Amid Aleph. It's the Maisa with Ilfa V'Rabbi Yochanan. So we know if the Chazar over the whole Maisa with Ilfa V'Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara says that Ilfa V'Rabbi Yochanan, they were learning together, and they decided that to go make Parnasa, because they both didn't have anything, and they both left. Rabbi Yochanan is a Paschal, he goes back, Ilfa continues, he becomes the Seichet Talmud Chacham, the Akdama Tir Margol Sayam, right, the income of. But when Ilfa comes back, he saw that Malach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had become Melech. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Malach Rabbi Yochanan? Minu Rosh Yeshiva Aleim. He had become the Rosh Yeshiva. Says Rashi, Minig who, the Minig was, Misha who Rosh Yeshiva. The person that was the Rosh Yeshiva, Hoye Megadlin Oysam Mishalohem, Umashirin Oysai. They would be Megadl the person, and they would turn him into a Gvir. Kidamrina Legabi Kohen Gadol. Like you find by the Kohen Gadol, Besifra, it's a Teres Kohenim, Ubiyuma Yudches, it's also Hoyrius Daftes, Vakoyen Agadol Meyachov, Gadleyo Mishalech. So Zok Rashi, that Rabbi Yochanan, when he became the Rosh Yeshiva, they also made him a Gvir. By the way, why is Rashi speaking that out in the Mice of Ufa Rabbi Yochanan, right? In Beis Medrash Blei Chiddush, Fukum Tesarai. It's because that was the whole beginning of the story. The beginning of the story was that Ilf Rabbi Yochanan, they both had no money. And they said, let's go work, we'll be Mekayim the Pasik of Efes Kiloyeh B'cha Evyoy.
Ilfa was mekayim that pasuk by becoming a soicher. He became a big, successful businessman. Rabbi Yochanan was mekayim the pasuk by becoming a shiva. That's the Oimik in Rashi, right? Why is Rashi saying this? It's because Ilfa comes back and he saw Malach Rabbi Yochanan. What did he see? Pashit Malach Rabbi Yochanan, he became a big alamdin. He goes down as the great Rabbi Yochanan. No, Malach Rabbi Yochanan got Meir Shemai Moichit, right? He made more money also. So that he also had. That's all nichlal in what Ilfa sees when he comes back. And he sees that Malach Rabbi, Pashit Pshat. But Al Kapanim, it's enough in a Rashi, says the Tashbits, that what does it mean, Malach Rabbi Yochanan? Once he became Rosh Hashiva, at that point, now it's actually interesting because Rashi's lashon is miniku. It was a minig. This halach of gadlei mishaloch is a din. So it could be regarding a kohen gadol. It's a din regarding the Rosh Hashiva. It's only a minig. But either way, a mefurish Rashi and Shas ilfa v'Rabbi Yochanan tainis chafal of amir alf. The second Rashi is in a Gemara Masechta Soito daf mem amir alf. The Gemara over there is talking about anvesenusei shel Rabbi Avo. Gemara talks about what an honor, what a humble person the great Rabbi Avo was. So the Gemara says, Vesu, I'll tell you another story. Rabbi Avo, imnu Rabbanon olelem, imnei bereshe. The Rabbanon got together, they convened, and they voted that Rabbi Avo should become the Rosh Hashiva. Given the chazi, the Rabbi Abedim and Akku, the vishli bali choyves. But then Rabbi Avo saw that Rabbi Abedim and Akku had a lot of choyves. He saw he was in debt. Omar lohusa, he told the oilam, Ika, he said, Rabbi, there's somebody bigger than me, make him Rosh Hashiva instead. So Rabbi Avo was just voted in to be Rosh Hashiva. He is the nominee. And he says, I'm going to pass. And want you to take my nomination and give it instead to Rabbi Abedim and Akku. Why? Because he's a grace of Baal Chayv. Chaychis. Because he's a Baal Chayv, that's why he should become the Rosh Hashiva. Zok the Heiliger Rashi. Amar Rabbi Avo, Islan Rabbi. There's someone greater than me. Chacham Gadol. V'royin Leshev V'roish Yoysim Mimeni. Why did he say it? Kideshi Yoshivu Berosh. Because they wanted Rabbi Abedim and Akku to become Rosh Hashiva. And when he becomes Rosh Hashiva, they're going to give him gifts. Umashira Noisoi. They're going to make him wealthy. Kideshi Yechoshav Yishmu B'dvarav. Because if he's not going to be wealthy, he won't be Choshav. People are not going to take him seriously. Said the Tashbits. I found another Rashi where Rashi says the same exact thing. That the minhag was that they would make the Rosh Hashiva wealthy. So he should be a respected person. But the bottom line is, based on this chazal, and that's why Rabbi Avo, with his chachma, wanted that Rabbi Abedim and Akku should become the Rosh Hashiva. Why? Like this, so make money, because he knew he was in debt. He was in financial hack. So like this, he's going to be able to kriech out of his grip. This will be the lifeline for him. A beautiful Gemara with a beautiful Pshat and Rashi. But says the Tashbits, I have two Rashis where Rashi says that this halach of Gadlei Mishalechav is not only true for the Kohen Gadol, but it's true for a Nasi as well. And the emesis says the Tashbits, Hagabatzmacha, I was quoting Rishonim here, Hagabatzmacha. He said it makes perfect sense that this is the way it should be. You know why? Because we're going to learn a Gemara in the end of Hiriyas. This is a famous Gemara, but it's coming up, where the Gemara says, Mamze Talmud Chacham is Koidim the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. If someone's a Talmud Chacham, even if he's a mamzer, he gets kedima l'chol davish ha-biktusha to the Kohen Gadol if he's an Am Haaretz. That means, in the rank and file, a Talmud Chacham is greater than the Kohen Gadol. Ad kedei kach, the mamzer Talmud Chacham is greater than the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. If that's the case, madach you find, says the Tashbits, there's a halach of Gadlei Mishalecha. When it comes to the Kohen Gadol, which is a chashav inyan, keser kohuna, when it comes to keser Torah, which is oilal gabeim, where you find that the mamzer Talmud Chacham comes before the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, certainly there has to be a din of Gadlei Mishalecha. So said the Tashbits, it has to be. If it's Gadlei Mishalecha by the Kohen Gadol, there has to be Gadlei Mishalecha by the Nasi, by the Rosh Hashiva, and that's Pshat and Rashi and Tainus Chafal from an Aleph. That's Pshat and Rashi, Masech Tesoit, Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Zok the Tashbits, Toich Dvarov, in the middle of this Tshuva, that's Pshat, that's what's going on. In a Gemara talked away, it's tucked away because it's like from the first Agadah to Gemara's here in the end of Masech Tesoit, it's in the middle of very intense Gemara's. That told the story about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And at the end of the story, Rabbi Gamliel is made aware that there's two Talmidim of his, Rabbi Lazar Chisma and Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, she yoydin l'shar kametipas yesh b'yom, obi ve'eilahem paslecho, v'loi begad l'lvash. So what was his idea? Nasan daitoy la'ashivim b'roish. His idea was, let me make him Rosh Yeshiva. Let me give them a position. So we learned to Gemara, it means give him a position, give him something, a job, whatever it is. Like this is la parnasa. Says the Tashbits, that's not what's going on. on it. He wanted to make him a real Rosh. Maybe the Rosh Yeshiva. Give him a real Srara. And if he's going to get a real Srara, he's going to have a real position. There's going to be a din of Gadleyo Mishalechov. And if there's a din of Gadleyo Mishalechov, well, at this point, he's Zichah going to have Parnasa, says the Tashbitz. That's what's going on over here in this Gemara. Demis is. This Tashbitz, it's a beautiful tshuva. It's mamish kedai to see inside. It's in Chelok Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Beis, and really continues to Kuf Mem Gimel, Kuf Mem Dalid, Kuf Mem Hey, Kuf Mem Vav. It's all the same inyan. The Shoyal, clearly, in these tshuvas, had asked the Tashbitz. I mean, he starts off, he doesn't respond to a Shoyal, but he's responding to an inyan that it seems like is making a tumult. So this is like a tumult going on in the times of the Tashbitz, and he's sitting down and he's writing a letter and he says, I want to address something. So sometimes it's current events and you'd love to hear what certain people have to say on that topic, and that's mamish what the Tashbitz is doing. The tumult was the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, which Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, Perik Dal Mishneh, where the Rambam talks about the Mishnah that says that Torah is not allowed to be a kardom lachperba, right? And a person is not allowed to be nena mi kisrishol Torah. Advar matikim. Ram talks about Hilchas Talmud Torah, right? This is a very, very famous Rambam. Ve'inkam v'kayim v'laharech. And the idea of that Rambam is that you find it with Amiram, Tanam, there with Tzadikim, that they didn't want to take anything from anybody. Think of Hillel HaZaken. They were so moist and nefesh when it came to Torah, a bean not to take from another person. The Rambam says there's no question people would have been Mefarnes Hillel. Who wouldn't have given Parnassus? Who wouldn't write a Yisachas Vulin star with Hillel HaZaken, right? Anybody would have, anyone that could afford it. So how is it possible that all these people were such aniyim ve'avyonim? Says the Rambam, because they didn't want to be nenemi kisr shel Torah. So the Tashbit says, I hear a big tumult, and people are quoting the Rambam that says, Zachin, that would seem to suggest that it's not okay to be Mefarnes Rav, and it's not okay to give to a Nasi, to the Rosh Yeshiva. It's not okay to do this. And the Tashbitz writes this tshuva, and really these series of tshuvas, to go keneged that, and to say, Chalila, the Nasi, they used to give more than anybody else. There was an Indian of Gadleya Meshalechav, and learn up the Gemara of Malach Rabbi Yochanan, how he goes mamish from being an Araman to a Gvir. And look at Rabbi Avo's idea, Rabbi Abedim in the Akoy, how he had this cheshbon because he's stuck in chayvus. And look at the Gemara, Hayri Staf Yudam and Aleph, and he brings chapter and verse. I'm just mentioning a few, but he goes through rai after rai that they used to. Those tzaddikim. So maybe it was a midas chasidus. He doesn't address it so head on, but that was already addressed by the Kesef Mishnah, and even years later, but he says, don't misquote that Rambam, because you're taking that Rambam out of context. You don't know how to understand that Rambam, because it's clear from Jewish history. This is always the way it was. Toich Dvar, one of the things that Tashbit says, he says that you have to understand, Tein l'chocham v'yech gemoid, pun intended, that if you see there's an inyan of Gadleya Meshalechav when it comes to the Rosh Hashiv, when it comes to the Nasi, then it has to be true for all Lamedei Torah. His lashon is, V'afilu atalmidim al'iskim b'Torah kol yameyim, afal pi she'inim Rosh Hashivis, even if they're not on the level of Rosh Hashivis, chayovim atzibur l'parneson derech kvoidam. You have to be mechabedem. And not only be mechabedem, you have to be mechabedem derech kvoidem. And he goes on by richos about the chshivos of being mefarnes someone who's teirasa yom nasa, where all he does is sin and learn Torah. He wakes up in the morning going to first seder, and he goes to sleep at night from night seder. And this is mamish what he's thinking about the entire day. Says the Tashbitz, even though this halacha doesn't mean them, this halacha means the nasi. It's poshet. And if this is the way it is when it comes to the Nasi and the Reshiva, this is the way it has to be for all people that are Oisik B'Torah. And really, these tshuvas are a tremendous chizik in understanding the chshivas of the Lamedei Torah and the role that they play in Klal Yisrael. And it's also a tremendous chizik in understanding the maila of Achzakas HaTorah. In Kuf Mem Dalet, he talks about that there's a mitzvah gedoyla, that if someone's mekayim this mitzvah, muftach lo she'itel schar harbeh. If someone does this mitzvah, it's guaranteed he's going to get a lot of schar. The neman who ba malachtei sheyishalom lo schar pulasa. You want the haftocha from the Tashbitz is haftocha. He says, if someone's became this mitzvah, muftach lo sheyitol schar harbe, guaranteed he's going to get a lot of reward. The neman who ba malachtei sheyishalom pulasa. What is that? V'huma she'omu perek pasra de ksubis. Om Rabbi Lazar, ami oretz enam chayim. Right, the Amiyoritz are going to have no way to live. How are they going to come up with Chiyas HaMeisim? What's it going to be? And the Gemara says, until finally Rabbi Yochanan was able to come up with an Eitzah, there was an Eitzah that was found for the Amiyoritz. What is it? Three things. If somebody marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham, if somebody does business for a Talmud Chacham, meaning he helps them with his business, or if someone is Mahana, a Talmud Chacham in a Chasav. Those three things is the school of even for the Amiyoritz to become with Chiyas HaMeisim. Says the Tashbitz, if someone's Mekayim these things, He marries off his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. He does pragmatia on behalf of a Talmud Chacham. And he's mahana a Talmud Chacham in a chasav. Such a person is muftachloy. Sheyitol schar harbe. V'nemenu ba'malachte sheyishan l'schar pulas. But either way, this is what's going on in this Tashbitz. And really, why are we talking about this? Because it's a beautiful pshak in our Gemara over here in Hayriyas Daf Yud Amud Aleph. But just to end with one ha'ara. And that is, this reminded me of a raidbite that we spoke about once upon a time. The name of the raidbite was the rags and riches something. I remember the exact nusach of Abaya, right? That Abaya went from rags to riches. It was a ha'ara, really a whole maimer, a whole sicha from Hagoy Nagodo, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita. It's printed in a sefer, Edus B'Yaakov, it's a chelik beis, it's Simen Nunvav. He says that there are many rayas from Shas that Abaya was an araman. Just to mention two. The Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph that Abaya had a certain machlo called Hidroiken. Now the Gemara says there were two ways for a person to develop Hidroiken. Either because he was a Balavera, a simon of Znus, or a person can get Hidroiken because he's famished, because he has no food to eat, and because he's starving, he could develop Hidroiken. So Abaya Choshpe, Abaya got Hidroiken. Omar Rava, Rava said, Yodeya Beben Achmeni Demachfin Nafshe. I know that the reason Abaya got Hidroiken is simply because Adnishtas. And because Adnish says, and he's so poor, that's why he developed Hidroiken. Another Makar that Abaya was clearly an Araman is Gemara Mesechtes Ksubas. This is a classic. Daf Samachem and Aleph. The Gemara said that after Abaya died, Sochoyma, who was the Visuda Abaya, was Abaya's wife, came to Rava. And she said, Psoikli Mezoini, I want you to be Mefarnis me. Amonu Mezoinis Menechsi Yisoymim. I want you to lay out how much I'm supposed to get. So, Pasakla. He gave her, he says, you're going to be entitled to this, entitled to that. He says, you left out wine from the menu. Psychli chamra, amalah. So Rava said, Yodana beben achmenid la'avashasi chamra. I know my friend Abaya. He never drank wine. And then she says, you know how much wine he used to drink? And she exposed her arm. And then Rava was tevei ishta. And then Rava's wife chapped. Something must have happened to Bezin. And she went. And she mamish beat up chaymin devisad Abaya. It's a fascinating Gemara. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. Says the Shita Mekubet, says, how did Rava know Yodan ani ben achmenid la'avashasi chamra? Because he was an other man. Take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos, Slam and Gimel. He's starving. Adnish Tzassin. If he doesn't have beged lil boish for lechem lechel, then Kamuvin, obviously, he doesn't have any wine to drink either. Right? So, what did he drink? I don't know. In light of the raid we spoke about in Nedav Avodah Zarah. Not water, I don't think, right? I'm not sure. But either way, apple juice, chayish. But the bottom line is, he said, wine he couldn't have, and the reason he couldn't have is because he was an Araman. And then it says, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer said, that if you look around Shas, right, this is classic for the Sinais to do, if you look around Shas, so many of the Mamorim in Chazal that we have regarding Anius are Abaya talking. Megillah Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Kofin Anyav Lo Yoda. An Araman doesn't even chap how hungry it is. Shabbos Ayin Dalet, Shekein Oni Oichol Pitay, Beloi Ketisha. Shabbos Ayin Vav, Shekein Oni Oichol Pitay, Be'isa Belusis. All Abaya talking. Erechen Chav Gimel, Basar Anya, Azla Anyusa, Nedar Memalef, Ein Oni Elabadas. Right? It's all a mindset. And he goes through chapter and verse. How many chazals that we have regarding Anyas? It's all Abaya. He says, why? Because Levi Yodea, Maris Navshay. Abaya was an Araman. He goes down, Yodea, Nibin Achmeni, right? I know he didn't drink wine because he's so poor. And he developed Hidroiken that people literally developed that they had absolutely nothing. And obviously, this must be what's going on over here. It says, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, there was something that bothered me very much. He says, you know what bothered me? What bothered me is, there's a few other Gemaras. There's a Gemara Brachis, Mem Heimad Beis. The Gemara says, Abaya Amilei Bekalam. Abaya, when he would hear the Bracha Bainu Yishalayim by Benchi, he would answer Amin very loudly. Because he had a lot of workers. And he wanted the workers to know that the bracha was just made, so he would give a loud amen. So all his workers, he doesn't have lechem lechel. Where'd all these workers come from? Another Gemara that Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer tells you. This is Masechtes Ksubas Daf Samach Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Arisa da Abaya, also the Kamad Abaya. Abaya had an aris, and he once came to him, and he asked him a shayla. Abaya has an aris. Abaya doesn't have a glass of wine. How does Abaya all of a sudden have an aris? One last Gemara. Chulun Kofeya Med Aleph. Abaya have a sire nichse kol yoyma v'yoyma. Every single day, Abaya would go. He would look at all his nechasim. He would look at all his assets. Where did Abaya get assets? He says, Rebbeinu Dalma Kula. He said, I had this perfect thesis. Abaya is an old man, and that's why all the Gemara is about anius. Right, Rav is always talking about wine. Abaya is talking about anius. But the point is, all these Gemara's about Anias is all Abaya. He says, oh, it's perfect. Levi Dei, Amaris Nafshai. He understood it. Basar Anya, Anya Azul. Even the halachas followed Ani. So like this is something that he knew. He says, then all of a sudden, I found all these gemaras where he became a gemar. What happens? He says, I'm going to tell you, I think, what happened. You know what happened? We're going to learn the gemara soon. It's the end of Masechta Sairius. The gemara is going to say that there was a whole tumult who should become Rosh Hashiva, Rabba or Rav Yosef, right? It's a famous gemara. I'm not giving it away. There's no spoiler alert here. We mentioned this gemara 1,000 times. And really, they wanted Rav Yosef to be the Rosh Hashiva Kosin Ayad, but then they said a rabba, because Rav Yosef, he had consulted with the astrologers, and they said he's only going to be 2 years, and that's it. So he ends up, they give it to Rabba, and he's Malach Chof Beis Shnin, 22 years. And then after he passes away, who becomes the next Rosh Hashiva? Then Rav Yosef becomes Rosh Hashiva. Who became Rosh Hashiva after Rav Yosef was Nifter? Abaya. Then Abaya became the Rosh Hashiva. That means Abaya became Rosh Hashiva. Once Abaya became Rosh Hashiva, said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, now there's Alochav, Akoyin Adol Meyechav, Gadleu Mishalechav. And what's the Makar to this? The Makar is Rashi and Tainus, Chav Aleph Amad Aleph, Malach Rabbi Yochanan. Not only was he Malach, he became better in learning. Malach, he became a bigger Gvir than Ilfa also. That's the Malach Rabbi Yochanan. And the Makar is Avo gave away the shteller to Rababa the Menako, who was about Chayiv. He wanted him to have this thing. And the Gemara in Hayri is the way the Tashbits learned it. I don't think he quotes the Tashbits, does Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, but this Tushtel, this Gemara in Hayri is Daf Yud Amud Aleph. That is an idea that once somebody became the Rosh Hashiva, once he became the Nasi, at that point, Gadlei Mishalachav. Or at that point, Gadlei Mishalachav. That's the rest of the story with Abaya. Abaya Taka starts off as an Aram man, but then afterwards he became a Gvir. Maybe just to be moisiv on this, Aim Base Medrash Balei Chiddush. And that is, so we had a Gemara today. It was the last Gemara we learned, where the Gemara said that Rapapa and Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishua once came to Rava. Rava said, tell me, I came to Masechta Plan, Masechta Plan, you know this Masechta, that Masechta? He said, yeah. He said, tell me, Gemachta Pudala, Isrisu Purta? I'm like, in. He said, how? He says, we own a small piece of property and it throws off some income. And like this, we have Parnasa. Kari Alayu, Ashrem, Letzadikin, Shemagi, Alem, Kemaisu, Rishom, Shabayu, Mazeh, Bayu, Mazeh. In this Gemara, it sounds like Rapapa is, you know, he has a little piece of property, and because of this little piece of property he has, he's making a little bit of income. That means this. I think Rapapa Lishitasa in Yevamos Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, where he's giving business advice, a whole list of business advice, and he says, Kfeitz v'zovinara, Shpingan, if you have an opportunity to buy a piece of property, jump in and buy it. It's Pasha, it's Rapapa Lishitasa. He's a not Dairish Makayim. You see, through this little piece of property that he had, the Zovin Ketina Da'ara, that's what he's saying, Zvinara, it's the same words. So go ahead and buy a piece of property. Like this, you're going to have something. But that says like this, that we know Rapapa at some point became a super gvir. Right, he became very, 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 very wealthy. Had he become very wealthy? How did he become very wealthy? So the truth is like this. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Rapapa said, Eloi de Ramoy Shichra. Were it not that a fact that I was in the beer business, I was a brewer, Loi Iatri, I would not have become a Gvir. So how did Rapapa become a Gvir? Not from that little piece of property that he had. He became a beer and beer. He became a Gvir from the beer business, right? That's how he became a great. He didn't have a microbrewery. He had a macro brewery, right? I mean, his brewery was trading on the stock exchange. That's what it sounds like, right? You do it throughout Shas. So Amar Rapapa said, Eloi. It's interesting. Tosfos asks Akasha, is this the reason that Rapapa became a Gvir? Quoting from Tosfos, Psachim, Kufim, Gimel, Amud Aleph, Arbei Psachim. We had a Gemara earlier on Daf Mem Tes, where the Gemara said, Rapapa said, Ilavd in a Sivi Kahanta Lo Yatri. We're not for the fact that I married a Bas Koyin, I wouldn't have been a Gvir. So why did Rapapa become a Gvir? Is it because he married a Bas Koyin? Or did he become a Gvir because he's in the right business? Says Tosfos, Yesh Loimi, you have to say the you have to say it could be both. It was Taka Havaha Garmale. I just appreciate this to drop more. Just one Marumakim. This is something we've mentioned many times over the years. The Gemara says in Psachim, Kuf Yud Aleph on the days, Abaya have a shakul v'azel. Abaya was once traveling. V'azel Rapapa miyamine. Rapapa was to his right. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishua mismale. And Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishua was to his left. Chazya lahu kete meriri. So again, just picture the scene. Abaya is walking in the middle. He's the Rashiva. Rapapa's on his right. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishua is his left. And all of a sudden, who's coming in their direction? Ketev Meriri. That's a shade. So what do you do when Ketev Meriri is coming in your direction? You cross the street. You don't even look both ways. You cross the street. So either way, since Ketev Meriri, the Ka'asi La'apidus Malik, but he was coming towards the left. Ahadra La'apapalus Malik. See, he tells Rapapa, why don't you go to my left, and Ravun Ravishir, you go to my right. I'm like, Rapapa, I'm not my Shnodele Choshashli. What? Chpinocha Mamas Akind? What's with me? You want Ketev Meriri to eat me up alive? Like, what's happening over here? I'm like, Atshay Kamisla. You have a good mazel. I'm not worried about you. Heading or a pup had a good mazel. Zok Rashbam here in Kufir Alpha Mibazan Abri Psachim. Osher Ata, because you're an Osher, the Yeshlecha Mazel Toiv Loitizek. Because you're an Osher, you have good mazel, and like this, I'm not worried something is going to happen to you. What Shaykh is, by the way? Because we know. If you're a big veer, that means they have a good mazel. That means this, I was thinking, Rapapa, we know, had 10 sons, right, of Hadron fame. Right, coming close to the end of Sayyidina Zikin. Of Hadron fame. So maybe he could have said also, not Asherata, you were Zoycha to 10 such sons. Must be your Baal Mazel. Bonnei, right, that's one. Chayu Mazoinei is the other one. But either way, you see, Rapapa was a tremendous veer. And Tosfos says, how did he become a tremendous veer? He became a tremendous veer. It was a Hava Hagarma. Number one, he loved Ramoy Shnichra Lo Yatri. He was in the beer business. Also because he married a Baskoi. But that means it's still a little. When did this happen? What, Rapapa Ben Astarim was able to make all this money? Went into the beer business? Ichveis Nish. But one thing we do know, and that is, Rabbi was Rosh Hashiva. After Rabbi passed away, Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva. After Rabbi Yosef passed away, this is all in Pumbedisa, by the way. After Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Hashiva, when he passed away, Abai became Rosh Hashiva. After Abaya, Rava became Rosh Hashiva. After Rava passed away, the yeshiva was divided into two. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak became one of the Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Papa became the other Rosh Hashiva. If Rav Papa became Rosh Hashiva, that means at some point, Rav Papa also had to be Asher. He had to be wealthier than all his brothers, based on this same exact halacha of Gadleu Mishalecha. So maybe, I don't know, Lule de Mistafino. How did Rav Papa go from owning a small piece of property where a machta pur dollar, as we said, purta, pun intended, right? Where that's what he had. To all of a sudden now, Rav Papa is the greatest gevir in Shas. Like, how did one thing lead to the other? So Tosfos says, I don't know, I have two gemaras. I have a gemara Psachim Kofiud Gimel, it says it came from the beer business. I have another gemara Psachim Memtes, it came from the fat. That he married a Bas Koyer. Says Tosis, how do you reconcile these two Gemaras? Hava Hagarma. Maybe there was a third reason. At some point, Rav Papa became the Rosh Hashiva. You see, the derech was that the Rosh Hashiva became a Gvir. Look at the rags to riches story of Abaya. So at some point, you become a Gvir. Rav Papa became a Gvir, and if that would be the case, it would be Ha, the Ha, the Ha Garma.